Liam Buckley, Sligo Rovers manager. A disappointing night. What went wrong for your team?
We didn't play well enough over the 90 minutes. The first half wasn't too bad. At Hatton Spells, we've passed it quite well without creating too much. They hadn't got a huge amount either. But the second half was poor. You know, we've just started off poorly and we've given a goal away. And obviously, we're on the back foot and people have to stand up. We have to stand as a team. We have to stand up and get back into the game. We've thrown a second goal in and that took the life out of us.
Why do you think he started so poorly in the second half?
Look, if you hear the dressing room at half time, it's all positive. It's all, we're doing this, we're going to do that, we're going to do the other. Unfortunately, we didn't. So, you know, ultimately, from a team point of view, we have to make sure we match the second half with the first half to some degree. It was basically a poor start for us.
They came out with all guns blazing. Well, maybe not all guns blazing, but they had a good start to the second half. They put promise into the middle. Did you struggle to deal with that?
Not particularly, no. Because last time we played him, he's played up front. You know, he's a handful up front, you know, the kind of way. He's such a big presence. But that wasn't it. We have to do more. Basically, we have to do more ourselves. You know, if we're going to win games, we have to rely on ourselves to win the game, not hope the team plays poorly, the team we're playing plays poorly. So, you know, looking at tonight, just wasn't enough effort.
Did guys work hard enough, especially in that second half? Was it down to a lack of work rate?
As I say, the goal took the life out. But ultimately, we need to work harder. I think they wanted a little bit more this evening. You could see that they were busy and were at it. And once they scored a goal, they were obviously at it and looking for a second goal. We need to stand up and be counted there.
Is it a surprise this far into the season that guys aren't doing that when they need to?
It's difficult to put your finger on any one person or one situation, one scenario there. It is what it is. The only way we're going to get this better is on the pitch. You know, kind of, the only way we're going to get it is collectively. We've got a lot of good individual players, but collectively, they're not gelling as we'd like them to be. So that's where our improvement's going to be.
A game on Monday night, is that the ideal situation to have a quick turnaround to be able to try and shake this one off?
We just need to regroup and see who's fit for Monday now and whatever, we go from there. Every match is a challenge here. Every match is a challenge. And if you don't turn up, you'll end up getting beaten. You know, we need to just make sure our performance gets better. If we don't, we just have a bang average season.
Is it a particularly big night though, considering I suppose you've been on a poor run of form?
Yeah, our recent form has been poor. We do need to turn out some sort of performance on Monday because we're playing Derry and, you know, there won't be any pushover, that's for sure.